Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on creating a warp jungle edit using resampling workflows. We're working in that sweet spot between sound design and arrangement, where a simple drum loop gets turned into something alive, unstable, and ready to drive a DNB track forward. The goal here is not just to make a loop sound busy. The goal is to make it feel performed. We're going to take a breakbeat or a drum loop, warp it into a tighter jungle style edit, then resample that performance so we can chop it further into fills, reverses, stutters, and transition moments. This is one of the fastest ways to add movement and energy without cluttering your arrangement. So think about where this kind of edit lives in a track. It works beautifully for 8-bar or 16-bar section changes, for fill-ins before the drop, for switch-ups after the second drop, and for breakdown-to-drop transitions where you want the drums to feel like they're reacting in real time. In drum and bass, that sense of motion matters. Jungle edits hit hard because they evolve instead of just looping. Let's start with the source. Pick a break or drum loop that has clear transient detail, something like an amen-style break, a dusty two-step loop, or a rim-heavy roller groove all work well. If the loop already sounds super finished, you may want to strip it back a little first. If it's too thin, you can always layer more later. The important thing is having hits with enough shape to chop and warp. Drag the loop into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and turn warping on. For this kind of edit, Beats Warp mode is usually the safest starting point because it keeps rhythmic material punchy and focused. If your loop has more tonal ambience in it, Complex Pro can be useful, but for jungle-style drum chopping, Beats is usually the move. Set the warp preserve values somewhere around 1/16th or 1/8th, depending on how the break behaves. If you want the transients to stay snappy, keep the transient loop mode on and use a modest envelope setting, something in the 10 to 30 range. The idea is to tighten the timing without smearing the break into mush. Now create a new audio track and name it something like Resample Edit. Set its input to resampling. We'll use this track later to print the performance. That resample track is the heart of the workflow because it lets you commit to the best moments instead of endlessly tweaking the original clip. Indeed, NB, that's a huge advantage. Fast decisions often sound better than endless correction. Next, we need to slice the break into playable pieces. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the loop already has decent timing, you can slice by warp markers. If you want the natural drum hit separated more cleanly, slice by transients. Either way, the goal is to pull the break apart into useful pieces. Once the drum rack is created, keep it focused. You do not need every slice. In fact, a stronger jungle edit usually comes from a smaller set of good choices repeated with intention. Keep the main snare, a few kick fragments, some ghost snares, a hat or shuffle slice, and maybe one odd slice for variation or surprise. A nice workflow move here is to put the main snare on one pad, then duplicate it to another pad and pitch that copy down a little, maybe 2 to 5 semitones. That gives you a heavier accent option, without needing a totally different sample. Keep one short hat slice for offbeat motion, and maybe one tiny transient slice for fill accents or pickup notes. Now open the MIDI clip and sketch a 2-bar phrase. You want this to feel drum-focused and a little human, not perfectly gridlocked. A strong starting point is to keep the main snare landing on 2 and 4, then place kick fragments and ghost hits around that backbone. In the second bar, add a little extra activity leading back into the next downbeat. Leave small gaps in the pattern too, because those silences are what make the next hit land harder. Try placing ghost notes 1/16th or 1/32nd before the snare. Slightly late hats can add shuffle. And if you leave a micro rest before a key hit, that little breath can make the groove feel much more powerful. If you want some extra movement, open the groove pool and try a light swing groove, maybe in the 54-58% range. Keep timing amount moderate and vary velocity, so the part doesn't sound like a machine gun loop. Jungle energy is not just speed, it's phrasing. The contrast between busy moments and empty space is what makes the pattern feel alive. Before we resample, let's shape the break with a simple stock FX chain. A good starting chain is drum bus, saturator, and EQ8. You can use echo or reverb too, but I'd keep those on sends rather than inserting them directly on the whole break. That helps preserve punch. On drum bus, a drive amount around 5-15% is usually enough to add body and aggression. If the break already has a lot of kick weight, keep the boom low or off. Use the transient control lightly if the break needs more snap, but stay subtle. Around 5-20% is usually plenty. Then add saturator. A soft clip or analog-style curve can help the break feel denser. A drive amount of about 2-6 dB is a good place to start. After that, Use a QA to clean up the result. If the low mids are muddy, dip somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. If the hats are too sharp, tame a bit around 6 to 10 kHz. If the brake needs more grit, you can experiment with Redux, but use it carefully. In DNB, too much destruction can steal space from the bass line. Often a smaller amount of saturation wins, because it keeps the drums punchy, without turning everything into noise. Now for the core move. Resampling. Arm the resample edit track and record your programmed break for 2 to 4 bars. As it records, perform small changes in real time. Mute a hat slice for 1 bar. Add an extra snare on the last 16th before a transition. Open a filter slightly. Throw in a reverse slice before the downbeat. The point is to print a living performance, not a static loop. When that pass is recorded, you've got a printed audio file of the edit. This is where the real fun starts, because now you can treat it more like an FX instrument than a fixed drum pattern. Consolidate the best 1-bar or 2-bar moment, rename it something useful like Jungle Edit A, and color code it so you can find it quickly later. Take that resampled clip and start editing inside the audio. Add warp markers around the key transients. Push a few hits slightly ahead or behind the grid, if it helps create tension. Reverse small sections by duplicating and reversing audio regions. Use tiny 1/16th or 1/32nd style edits for fills. A reverse snare into the downbeat is a classic. A repeated hat fragment right before the drop can create a great pickup. Even removing the kick for 1 bar can make the bass return feel much harder. If you like working with simpler, you can also drag short resampled sections into simpler and trigger them in classic mode. That's great for fast retriggering and extra filtering, but raw audio editing is usually the most direct way to get those jungle-style transitions happening quickly. Keep your clip fades short so you don't introduce clicks, and keep reverses short as well, maybe 1/16th to 1/8th of a bar, so they feel like momentum rather than a messy rewind. Now let's add effects automation that supports the bass drop. On the resampled track, or on a group bus if you prefer, automate a few stock devices to build energy without washing out the mix. Auto filter is great for this. You can open the cutoff from around 200 Hz up to 12 kHz over 1 or 2 bars to create a proper lift. Echo is also very useful. Bring the feedback up a little, maybe from 10% to 35% on the final hit, then cut it hard right at the drop. Reverb can work too, but keep it selective. Use it on a few hits, not across the entire phrase. Utility can be useful for width automation on higher frequency slices, but be careful with the low end. The core break and any low mid impact should stay centered. If you want a quick pre-drop smear, filter delay can also be the fun choice on a single ghost hit or pickup. A classic arrangement move is to let the break thin out in the final half bar before the drop, so the last snare or reverse hit owns the top end and the sub lane is clean for the downbeat. That kind of subtraction creates a lot of tension without needing a giant build. And this is the key DNB idea. The edit is not just decoration. It becomes part of the arrangement structure. It creates the handoff between sections. Now let's make sure the edit sits with the bass. This is where a lot of people lose the impact. Your jungle edit should energize the drop, not fight the low end. On the break or resampled bus, use a Q8 to high pass somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz if needed. Keep the body of the break mostly in the 120 to 300 Hz zone only if it's not masking the bass. If the snare feels too sharp, tip a little around 3 to 5 kHz. If the edit feels hollow, a gentle presence lift around 2 to 4 kHz can help. On the bass bus, keep the sub mono. Use utility to narrow the width or enable bass mono if needed. Check phase and make sure the low end isn't stacking up with the drums. If the edit is very busy, simplify the bass rhythm during that section. In drum and bass, the drums and bass need to trade space. A warp jungle edit works best when the bass line answers it, not when both are trying to dominate every beat. A few common mistakes to watch for here. Don't overwarp the break. Too many warp markers can make it feel chopped in a lifeless way. Don't let the low end pile up. High pass the edit if you need to. Don't make every hit equally loud. Ghost notes and volume variation are what give jungle its character. Don't print too much reverb or echo across the whole thing. Use FX throws on specific moments. And don't resample before the groove feels good. Resampling should capture a strong performance, not rescue a weak one. A useful coaching mindset is to treat every new layer like it has to earn its place. If a chop, reverse or echo throw doesn't add tension, clarity or groove, remove it. A cleaner edit is often a stronger edit. If you want to push this further for darker or heavier DNB, there are a few great moves. Try a second resample pass. Print a clean version first, then run that audio through more saturator and drum bus for a dirtier version. Blend the clean and dirty layers quietly together. You can also add a tiny amount of dark reverb to selected slices, just enough to give the groove depth without pushing it backward in the mix. Another great move is call and response. Let the edit dominate one or two bars, then let the bass answer. Or make three different personalities, a clean version, a dirty version, and a ghost version that's filtered and quieter for breakdowns. Switching between those across the arrangement can keep the section from feeling repetitive.